question. What do union janitors, illegal immigrants, and women around the world have in common? The answer is today, March 8th. Right now, LA janitors are renegotiating contracts with their employers. It's also International Women's Day and the anniversary of a civil rights march in Alabama. I spoke with Rosa Wilson and Daniel Velasquez, union members who work in Glendale offices, before a march started downtown today.
It's very important. It's very, very, very important, this march right now. Yeah, our benefits and for our families. And
we are ready for the strike.
On the surface, today's event brought janitors in United Service Workers West, a division of the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, to a rally and a march through downtown's financial district. Today's also International Women's Day, and Natalie Contreras, an SEIU organizer, says that's not a coincidence.
It's a day of commemoration. It's a day of remembering all the struggles for women, whether it's from the Triangle Fire, the women who, fighting for their union, were burned alive trying to fight for a union, or it's immigrant workers here in LA who organized 20 years ago for their union. We're all struggling together for a better future.
Plus, today's the anniversary of a 1965 civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. And last year, Alabama passed a law restricting the civil rights of illegal immigrants. It makes all their contracts invalid and allows public schools to check the citizenship of enrolling students. Federal courts have blocked some provisions of that law in Alabama, but most of it was upheld by a U.S. district judge in September. The 11th Circuit will hear an appeal from opponents this summer. Janitors at the rally today carried Stop HB 56 signs, and SEIU plans to maintain that opposition.
For the janitors, it's a struggle about working people. An attack on one group of working people is an attack on all working people.